Let's meet another patient whose story helps to illustrate the treatment of HSDD in a woman who is postmenopausal. Kim lives in Oceanside, California. She first experienced a drop in sexual desire when she went through early menopause and spent the next 20 years trying to find a solution.
I live in Oceanside, California, and what's not to love? The climate here is fantastic. It makes me happy every single day to see the ocean and feel the sun and just appreciate being here. It was probably 20 years ago or more that I found out that I was going through menopause. I went to a local doctor and I just described my symptoms to him and I said, I've put on weight that's inexplicable. I feel very emotional, and my periods have stopped, and I'm having these hot flashes. I said, you know, it's like I'm going through menopause, and we both laughed about it. And he took some blood and called me and said he wanted me to go immediately and see an endocrinologist. He was really the one that told me that I was going through menopause. I was absolutely stunned that I could be going through menopause at 31. Very, very quickly, I lost interest in sex. I didn't feel sexual. I felt so inadequate and so embarrassed because I had an interest in sex prior to going through menopause. And then to suddenly be in a situation where that was no longer of interest, who gets married and 6 months later has no sex drive? And then who tries to explain to their spouse that they don't have a sex drive and not feel horrible about it? In my mind, I really started to almost feel like a eunuch, like there was something just so terribly wrong with me that I didn't feel anything sexually. I was looking at the Union Tribune and there was an article in the health section about sexual medicine. It just seemed like a sign to me that here I was reading the newspaper and there was a photograph of Dr. Goldstein and there's a big headline that says, Doctor in San Diego opens a Department of Sexual Medicine. As soon as I read the article, I grabbed my cell phone, called his office, and I think was patient 3 or 4, making an appointment to get in to see him.
She presented with extremely low interest, inability to have orgasm. It hurt her like heck to have sexual activity. Arousal was way off.
I'm taking a form of progesterone once a week. I'm wearing an estrogen ring, and I'm using topical form of estrogen.
Kim was identified to have a series of hormonal problems, and we treated the hormonal problems.
He identified the need for physical therapy, which I did. Someone who is trained in pelvic floor physical therapy.
Pelvic floor strengthening exercises, holding the contractions for fatigue. I evaluated her pelvic floor muscles, and I did find that she had some spasms and shortening and trigger points in the muscles in her pelvic floor. So some of my treatments for her involved doing pelvic floor exercises. Because you don't tolerate a lot, the smaller size may be better to start with and move up to do deep pressure on the muscles internally and externally underneath. I used them in a way to help to fatigue the muscles, to help get some relaxation. You're keeping the muscle healthy, increasing the circulation to the area, your stabilization exercises and the flexibility exercises as well.
The wonderful thing about Kim is she responded beautifully to the therapies. She's now interested in sex.
I think that many women feel that either menopause or lack of libido is inevitable, that anything to the contrary is a soap opera or a Hollywood movie. I feel not only physically better as a result of the last year, but I think I feel so much more optimistic about myself, my life, my health. I feel great that I've done it.
Kim again brings up this issue of premature menopause, that is, menopause in a young woman. There are a lot of psychological issues about that, too, that we haven't discussed. loss of her sense of being a woman, loss of reproductive capacity, and then the physical losses that she experienced that she was talking about. And she has a lot of physical issues that could potentially contribute to HSDD.
Clinicians should be aware that menopause can occur naturally anywhere between the ages of 35 and 60. Sometimes if a woman has her menopause at 36, that's not premature necessarily. Here, earlier than 35, no question about it.
And so important for someone to validate her. So many women at Kim's age will go into their physicians, and the physicians say, oh, no, you're too young. It can't be. And, of course, it can be, and we need to think about it, and we need to think about all of the repercussions of that. As Anita said, there are huge psychological repercussions for a woman that young to be told that she's menopausal.
Well, one thing is absolutely clear, that HSDD is not a simple problem to resolve, though we've discussed many elements of diagnosis, of cause, of potential treatments. What would you say are the key takeaway points for other clinicians?
Talk to your patients about sex. You bring it up and make it routine so that it's comfortable for you and for the patient. If you do that, she's not going to be shocked. She's going to be grateful.
A lot of our patients who come to us with other health issues have sexual consequences of their disorders, whether it be cancer. For gynecologists, it's surgical menopause or menopause itself, and that we should be aware of the sexual consequences of many of the therapies that we do, drug therapies as well. When we prescribe medications, be aware that they may have sexual side effects and be talking to our patients about what those might be.
And all clinicians can handle my final point, and that is the vagina. We are dealing with an epidemic of vaginal dryness leading to dyspareunia, pain with intercourse. Remember, just dealing with the vaginal dryness can have a very important impact on sexual drive.